This is the Special Projects and Facilities Committee meeting. Call to order and roll call. So I'm calling the Special Projects Committee meeting of the Glenville Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
7:22. Member Boren?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
Chair Underdunk?
Here, yes.
I guess Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
And Commissioner Lutton?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Another opportunity for matters in the public. If there's anyone who has anything to say, this would be the time to do it if you haven't already. And I guess not. Okay. Then, moving right along. We're going to discuss our capital projects. Lisa's going to lead the discussion. Lisa Shepherd will lead the discussion. I think we have some PowerPoint materials here.
Nope, not right now. Take one, pass it on.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you all. Thank you all for the great discussion on the Green Bay Linear Parks. So how I want to break down tonight is, this is our annual, we're actually a couple months late because we were talking about other matters. Time to talk about capital projects and infrastructure improvements that are needed. So in your packet, I included the three-year capital replacement plan that we approved last year. And I just handed out a plan that kind of takes those same numbers and makes it in a little bigger font and a little easier to read. So we all know all the improvements we have to do in the next 10 years or so. So tonight, and by all means, I don't believe this will be anything will be decided tonight. It may take a few meetings, so don't feel pressure like I have to make a decision tonight. This is ongoing discussion for the next couple months to decide what we want to do next year and the next 3 years. And as we know, this is an ever-changing document. It's a living document. So based on discussion, community input, failure of equipment, and addition of new amenities, these plans change throughout the years. So I know we've talked about a lot about the Green Bay Linear Pathway, and then we had the opportunity for an OSLAG grant, which we chose not to go for this year. In our plan, in our current capital project plan, we had the Green Bay Linear Pathway, the playground replacement, and Veterans Park were on the capital projects list. But based on commissioner and staff engagement with the architect, the project expanded, and so did the price tag. As you all can imagine, it went from 862, which we had in our capital project plan, to 2.3 million. And that's not with some of the other costs associated with the project. So tonight we have to figure out, how does the Green Bay Linear Parks project fit into our capital projects plan? Are there any changes to the concept the board would like to discuss? I need to take out? I need to change? And we're talking about the concept. We're not talking about the detail of exactly how a playground looks or things like that. And other questions I want you to think about as we have this discussion is, should we even go for an OSLAG grant? That's still on the table if OSLAG grants are available next year. Should we even go for one? The pros of OSLAG grants, obviously, the cap of OSLAG grants are $400,000. The cons are, to really get a successful OSLAD project, we would probably have to spend $2.3 million in a two-year period. And what impact would that have to our capital project plan if we tried to do this? I think when we first entered into both Lakefront Park Master Plan and then the Green Bay Linear Park Master Plan, it was never intended to get a plan and do it within 2 years, but more of a plan to look at how we would implement that maybe over years and to make sure any amenity that we put in would not be impacted by any future amenities we have, if that makes sense. So, you know, would it be wiser not to go for OSLAG grant and then slowly implement the Green Bay Trail projects at times that would not severely impact other needed infrastructure improvements or when donations are secure? As you know, we did a complete infrastructure analysis. We did the ADA study that we just finished. We just got back the yearly timetable of what improvements we should do that we'll be presenting in the next month or so. And we made a strategic, direction in our strategic plan not to, to kind of take care of what we had before we added the big ticket items to our inventory. So that's kind of where I want to start discussion. So in front of you, and do you all have a copy? Did I get it? Okay. I kind of put down all the things we're looking at, and if you look, I kind of color-coded it to say what staff believes really should be replaced within the next 1 to 3 years.
That's green.
That's green, and it's right there on the color code on the back page. Because if we don't, is there any extra copies down at that end? Because at the end of the day, we're afraid those assets will actually fail and we would have to take them out. So that's kind of how you put that. The light blue ones are ones that we should do within the next 4 to 6 years or risk failures. The orange that you see outlined are potential new improvements that we don't currently have in our district. And the white, our current infrastructure that will require replacement improvement within the next 10 years. And I'm sure as we go on, more things will be added to this list. So I thought we'd just go down the list and talk just briefly, and you can ask any questions about these items. I want to make one thing very clear. All the figures here are estimates. Some might be a lot higher when we go and do the plan. Some might end up being lower. So don't get fixated on a cost right now. Those will be worked out as we get more costs. These are just our professional opinions in some of these cases based on what have you done in the past. So, and all these projects are listed in no particular order. They're just put on the paper. So playground replacement, Lincoln Crescent. So that's actually the playground on the Old Green Bay Road, the linear parks. That one, we believe, is very close to failure, which means that we would not be surprised if by next spring we do not have to close that playground and take it down. That's the point we're at with that one. And we kind of mentioned that a couple years ago that our wooden playgrounds, the life of those are 8 to 10 years, and a lot of those are exceeding the 10-year mark now. And as you know, I think it happened at Vernon and Jefferson, where we just had one spring we went out there and it had to be taken down immediately. So we're worried about that one. The take-up early childhood playground, that playground is also a wooden playground. It is at the 8-year mark. Not only is the playground failing, but the safety surface is failing. And we don't know if we'll have to replace that safety surface immediately. If we do, that's a price tag of about $100,000. So it would be not prudent to replace the safety surface and then keep the playground and then take down the playground in 2 years if it makes it that long, and then have to redo the safety surface. So just an example. And then the Milton Park and playground is also, we're worried about that one also. It's another wood one.
It says the $100,000 you just mentioned included in the 525.
It is, yeah. Yes. That's for the safety surface also. That's why you see that larger price tag. What? We're still waiting for that. They'll be on Friday, and that they will be able to tell us if they can maybe stretch the safety surface because it's the artificial turf, if they're able to do it or not, and if it's so bad that we have to replace it next year.
So then the decision becomes, do we spend this amount of money to hold off redoing the entire playground for a couple of years? Will this fix last us give us a couple more years of use out of the playground? Because if we don't have that, the whole thing's got to get redone sooner than we thought, sooner than we absolutely must do it because
of the safety surface. Yeah, if they will even do it, a lot of times they won't.
Do you know why it just failed from?
No, why they failed? Yeah, it's probably the use.
On those surfaces.
It was a brand new at the time.
Insulation application. Material failure,
everything. Is that how long those things last? Man.
You know, on the site, the weather conditions, the way it was installed, you know, it has a lifespan. I mean, synthetic athletic turf is about that same lifespan, 10 years or so.
Wow.
So, really fails at the seams is typically the failure point.
Jeez. And it's heavily used.
It's very heavily
used. It's super. I'm wondering if use is the issue there and use is the issue in France. It's just.
I think that's.
Like heavy use just.
Right.
Can
yeah.
you take that surface out and put something else down that's cheaper?
Then what?
Then that safety
is there,
surface.
Is the only action to fix that surface, or is there an action to
do something differently on the surface?
Well, we could do a board in place eventually, but that's $100,000 also. So
yeah, I don't think that particular playground, because the way that that's set is the playground footings go in the ground and there's stone and then there's the like synthetic athletic turf, the grass.
Yeah.
That's not something that you would excavate out and put chips in. It's not something that we could go that route with. It would have to be a surface like this, because that's how that playground was equipment was designed, the ball zones.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know that the schools are hard because they're hard on the floor.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So that's why I asked if there's a different one.
Yeah.
Right.
We could do port in place if we replace it, but obviously we would replace the playground at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So that would become a decision, but that would be part of this scenario. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Friends Park, phase two, we didn't do that this year. So what this means is that we're having some issue with the port in place. And so then we put this in a 3 to 5 because we're hoping we can pass some of that areas. But that playground is getting a tremendous amount of use. So we're going to have to replace panels. There's some like lighting poles that were never taken out the first round, so we have to take those out. So we're looking at, you know, 325 for that.
Jeez.
Wait, that's so this, whole so this phase two is just what you're talking about, fixing the port of
yeah, and maybe adding another element and taking out some of the play panels and putting in maybe one new element. Yeah.
That seems insane.
Yeah. Right. Port in place is very expensive. We're not going to get tied to exactly.
Right.
These are estimates, but you know.
This was in the plan originally, but that's not what it was in the plan for.
Yeah, it was in the plan for actually.
There's some monies in the plan that was potentially to do a smaller piece to replace a sprung toy or to replace the port in place that's failed around. The running toy. So I think we have $25,000 in the budget this year, but
then a couple
then
years out,
$300 was for 2021.
Yeah,
2021 was $300.
Right. Okay.
Right. So that was in there. Yeah.
So
and we just combined the two.
Okay.
Lakefront Playground is on the same thing. It's a wood playground that is close to failing also. Sports field improvements. We have sports fields at West, Watts, and the North Field, athletic field. Those will need work to restore them eventually. Facilities, Watts, second floor. And let me explain that because this is the first time you're seeing that. What we're seeing is, it's a good problem to have, a very much increase of our programming. So here at Takeoff, we're close to running out of programming space. And at Watts, we're close to running out of programming space. So we utilize Watts for our before and after school program. We are at our maximum right now. So, and it's not as simple as switching, taking the kids over to South School, because we are already using South School's gym and multi-purpose rooms for our other programs. So we're at the point that we won't be able to add any more children. And we're at 45?
45 with 5 or 6 on the wait list.
5 or 6 on the wait list.
Is this K through 2 all there? Or
K through 5. Right.
Okay, so they bring West School kids over.
Oh, yeah, but it's mostly the majority of set school kids.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the parents, we actually thought about doing a site here, and parents did not want that option because they don't want to go to South School and then run over to take up. They prefer to have one location.
Two kids, they'd like them at the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Watts, and we do have an upstairs at Watts. Mm-hmm. It's right now is just storage.
Mm-hmm.
I believe at one time during the construction, it was staff offices.
It was our administrative staff office.
Yeah. So to look to actually you turn that into programming space means we'd have to do a fire escape, and then we'd have to do an elevator, and then we would have to do the restoration of that upstairs to make it into a programming space. So.
That's only $750,000.
Yeah. And again.
Again, that's an estimate.
Again, that's an estimate because we did not do any pay any design fees for that. But that's something that we wanted to make you aware of. So when you hear, like, I want to get in this program, we had an incredible amount of people right at the beginning of school year, like there's an influx in school, all coming in, well, what do you mean you can't get us in? And we want to do a quality program, so we don't do, I guess we go to South School and they probably give us classroom, but that's not the intent of our program. We want to make it a high quality program. And so we believe we could do that with the upstairs. So that's something to look at. The Watts Ice Rink total board replacement, if you've been to Watts, those are original boards?
Correct. From
the 2001 renovation, and they're really close to their end of their useful life. Now they're glass boards. I mean, this is the like replacement. There probably could be less expensive alternatives, but would change the character of Watts, I guess you could say, right?
Correct.
So that's the worst case scenario. The white.
And that's for both ice surfaces?
Yes, both.
That's both of them.
Yep.
Okay.
Then the Weiss Inc. System replacement, that's 10 years out. We just wanted to make sure you remember that and that eventually we will have to do that. We've been talking about in our master plan, our maintenance, park maintenance garage, about $3 million. I thought it would be $6 million, so I was very happy with the $3 million. You know, Chris was like, he'll take the $6 million. $3 million. And believe it or not, take up roof replacements. I'm sorry, I didn't put it on. You don't want to go there. It's not for this roof. It's for the other ones. It's part of the original renovation. Those are 10 years old. 10 years from now, we'll have to replace those roofs. It's like your house.
10 years.
That's right. You guys will all be off the board by then. You'll be like, yay.
We'll be seeing a guy about solar panels for the roof.
Yeah, that's what we want. You'll be off the board, so we can talk to you then. Other park improvements, replacement for the skate park. As you know, we took the skate park out here at take-up and for much-needed parking, and really I've only gotten one or two calls, but there's always a cycle for skate parks, and I believe it's Olympic sport now. So we anticipate that it'll come full circle and we'll need that again, so we want to leave it in there. I just don't know when that will be.
Is a skate park and a bike park a dual activity space?
No, not technically.
Not technically, but
sure.
Functionally.
Yeah,
on the record, they are totally different.
Thank you. Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Cock Park Phase 2, as you know, we did a master plan for Cock Park, or maybe you don't know. Phase 2 addresses the drainage in Cock Park, lights, pathway.
The other half of the horseshoe.
The other half of the horseshoe at Cock Park.
It's
so
not
that's.
A horseshoe now, but it would be.
It would be. So that's what the phase two of Cock Park is addressing: lights, drainage, and a pathway.
More lights.
Is there going to be a light?
Those,
you
yeah.
Heard anything about Sesquicentennial Project? I keep hearing bridge at Hazel, which would obviously impact.
I don't think that's been talked about at all.
They put
that those chalkboards up to get ideas. I didn't see that on the chalkboards once. The linear trail is actually more talked about than no, they have not come back and said what all. I don't know if they've met on it yet, but we did submit some ideas to them.
Well, I just mentioned
it
because obviously that would affect
Cobb Park. Yeah, it would, yeah.
Right.
And that's something we're always talking about, the village, about that trail was something we also talked to them about, you know, that part of it.
Right.
That section.
Yep, that section.
The ATA committee, I know, has talked about that cross.
Yeah. 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 I think a bridge has been eliminated from the village consideration.
It was so prohibitively expensive to entertain that. I mean,
right?
Transportation cleaning, I thought it was like they dismissed it because it was just.
And I think they looked, you'd have to ask the village, but I think they looked into it and it was really expensive and they decided not to pursue that. Dog park is another item that we get requests for, and I have no idea how much that would be. It would just be totally depending on the location.
Lisa, are we considering in the near future devoting some resources to getting a professional mediator and run some meetings to kind of start?
That is my plan, to have like I guess, community meetings about
focus groups,
if there's any possible location. And I hope to do that in the winter months when people are...
But that's a small enough expense that's under the threshold.
Yeah, that would be going in our consultant fees. Secret Garden Park, that's just our unofficial name for it, and the Women's Library Club Park retaining walls. Eventually we'll have to do something with retaining walls, but there's also that park next to Writers Theater. That's a possibility. The money there is really for the retaining walls and some of that items. We moved Everly Wildflower Sanctuary to operating to handle the ongoing yearly maintenance of that. And that does not account for any big pathways or anything like that through there.
Do you still plan on the possible?
Yes, we are.
Shelton Pathway, there's some grading and minor drainage issues to do in that park. Park areas that retain water, we had more of that, more complaints about that this year. That's something we may want to just study to see if it was because of the large amount of rain this spring, or if it continues to be an ongoing issue due to the houses in the area or whatever. So I think I'm going to work with Chris on finding if there's some way we can document which parks flood and for how long are they retaining water to give you guys more input. But I'm going to keep that there as a TBD. Lighted, yes?
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Chris, just more a curiosity question. I noticed in the spring when we had so much rain, there was a lot of retention in the parks along Green Bay Road and the west side of the road. The grass is not growing anymore.
Yes.
But then later in the summer, we had really big rainstorms and like the water was gone almost instantly. And I was just sort of baffled why it would be a pond that was there for a week.
Well, I think probably it had to do with ground temperatures. I mean, we saw in the fields the soil was still cold and it wasn't cold. Allowing that water to flow down.
Right.
So we were getting a lot of standing water. And then there's some ridiculous amount of gallons per square foot that, you know, when soil gets cracked and you see it almost looks like broken asphalt, it's just the dirt. It absorbs a tremendous amount of water in that particular condition. I mean, it's anecdotal because we did have one of the wettest springs in history of the Midwest. So I think it's probably hard to make an apples-to-apples comparison to other years. But I would say in the early spring, I would definitely attribute that to frozen ground, where the air temperatures are warm, but the ground is still frozen. You haven't gotten through that layer of frost, but I would just be speculating as far as the summer goes. I don't really have any data.
So you didn't do anything?
No. Other than a number of mosquito treatments throughout the season, we didn't do any real pumping other than on the athletic fields.
Okay. We had a couple of requests for lighted tennis courts at Watts Park that has not been vetted with the community, but that is on here. I would suggest highly vetting that with community whenever we add lights to a park. Strong feelings about that. On here I also broke out the Old Green Bay Linear Parks master plan and the estimated cost. Now some of these figures don't include all the costs, such as plan design and some of the removals
and things like that. To break the master plan apart it's not an exact science, but it's a good estimate.
Is the playground that's listed here the same playground that's listed?
It is. So I just put it in two places so you could see it, but that is the same thing. And that's same with the lakefront park.
And that playground is the design that is cohesive with the other items listed under here. In other words, it's not
correct.
Just some, okay.
Right. We would hope that's why we have master plans, so that we design it in, if once we vet out all the other items in the Green Bay Linear Park, that we would design the playground to fit those other elements if they should move forward. And then Lakefront Park and Beach, obviously we did that study of infrastructure at the overlooks and at the beach. So we put some of those cost figures in there. There's a few that we recommend doing. One we recommend doing immediately is the north overlook. And then within the next 5 years, the South Bluff and the Halfway House are also, and then the surface water management, those are the prices for that. And then I included the master plan for Lakefront Park, that if you remember included the entries and the pathways, that still has to be vetted out, but that's the price tag on that. And then Lakefront, the playground, it's the same one listed above and there, so the grand total might be off because those were probably added twice.
Lisa, what about I forget the term for the Lincoln Log walls.
The crib walls?
Yeah.
Yes. We did not include it in these figures because we believe some of that is the village's responsibility, so we did not include that in here. Correct?
That's correct.
Tennis courts?
That was a pretty significant.
I think it was 500 something.
Yeah, it was.
But, sorry,
yeah, it was about 500. We wanted to share that with the village and talk to them to see which if they feel that's their responsibility.
Keep us informed about those conversations. That did come up as a pretty significant concern.
It did.
Obviously, whether that's the village's plan or not,
it's going to impact it. Yep. And then we'd circle back around if they don't feel that's. The tennis courts, we had those actually, if you look at our current capital plan, those were within the last couple of years. Chris has been cleaning them and they look 100% better, so we don't